You're listening to Cents Per Mile with your host, Charles Gracie, and his co-host, Paul Gibson. Joined by Josh Haynes, they'll be tackling tough industry topics, asking even tougher questions, all to find better solutions as they try to make sense make sense.
Thank you for tuning in to Cents Per Mile. I'm your host, Charles Gracie.
And I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. And we're in Metz.
Yeah, it's full of excitement. You got trucks, vendors, all kinds of great carriers, tons of conversations. We're going to try to condense it down and bring it to you. But if you're here, you should stop us and say hello.
Yep, and we're going to be covering it for the next 2 weeks. And this is literally my favorite event of the year.
They have started trying to lower the age of trucking so far that this is the size they come in now.
I'd imagine it's a little compact in there, but can you imagine how many people ran in those?
So this truck is made out of cardboard, but surprisingly, if a company had this in ads, they'd probably still list it as great equipment.
All right, so we're over at Matt's at Truck Suite, and I'm with Larry and Keith. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Real happy to be here. 52nd year anniversary for the truck show. We've been here the last several years. We're really pleased to be participants in the show.
So why do you guys come to Metz?
Well, we come to Metz in large part to be part of the environment here with the owner-operators. As you know, at Truck Suite, our flagship product is our aftermarket warranty. But we have a very robust mobile application for the drivers that we've just launched. Gives them everything they need. Our goal is to keep the truck on the road and the trucker in the truck. So we know everyone's got app fatigue out there with 30 different things. So we partner with a lot of folks to bring it into one. So this is the best way we have to being in touch with the industry and talking with those that are out there actually driving. And our mission in life is just to professionally allow them to just drive.
I'm over here with Tim Holla and Cook Trucking.
Yeah, happy to be here at Matt's another year in Louisville, Kentucky. And just good to get together with everybody in the industry and kind of see what's going on. And, you know, we're also here looking for some drivers and technicians. So if you're looking for a good place to come to work, we'd love to have you. So
you guys got a lot of good stuff going over there. I've known you guys for years. Tell us about some of the most exciting things that stand out when we talk Cook Trucking.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Cook Trucking is just the opportunities that we do have for drivers. We do a lot of variety of things. We're just not your one-stop shop. You know, whether you're a customer looking to ship or you're a driver looking to work, you know, we do dry vans, we do flatbed, we haul some boats around, and we haul some recreational vehicles, kind of in a specialized trailer. So we have a lot of different things a driver can do. You know, you come on over here, you can learn some things if you haven't done it before. You know, if you've driven for 1 year or 10 years, we usually can find something that that a driver likes to do, and like I said, just even something new for you. So
this is baby dinosaurs.
You know you're at Matt's when you find baby dinosaurs.
It's kind of like a dragon because they're dragging freight down the road.
So we're over here at the tell booth, and I'm hanging out with my good friend Mark. How we doing?
Doing great.
So how's your Matt's experience so far?
We're kicking off day one here of three more days. This is our third time here, so we're really looking forward to a good turnout.
Wait, this is only day one?
Yeah.
All right. Got to pace myself. This has been an exciting day. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
So I run the lease purchase division for Transport Enterprise Leasing. We've got all four divisions here this year. So we have equipment sales, we've got a trailer division, and then we've got fleet leasing. So it's we're trying to make a big splash, get our name out there, and just share all of the services that we provide for the transportation industry.
Awesome. And some of those services are giving people trucks like this.
Big truck like this, you can drive it home today.
I can? Choices are being made right now, Mark.
Wreaths Across America Radio, a voice for America's veterans. I'm Susan Patton, joined by my broadcast colleague, Chris Chapman, and we are live on the floor of Matt's, the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville.
So, Charles and Paul with Cents Per Mile. Gentlemen, welcome. What got you involved with us this whole project?
You know, it's all about trying to connect carriers and drivers, and being in recruiting and a former driver myself, it kind of made sense to try to bridge the gap because there is a massive communication gap and expectation gap. So Paul and I always had some great conversations, and that's kind of where Cents Per Mile originated from.
Okay.
I was a recruiter for about 5 years. And then I started getting targeted with all of these ads for trucking companies. And they all had videos, and they were terrible. you know, like, oh, we're going to treat you with respect. I'm like, how terrible is that job if being treated like a person is a job perk, right? So I was like, somebody's got to do this better. So I started making videos for trucking companies. I left my job, started doing that. You know, and that did really well. And eventually caught the attention of CDL Life. That kind of joined up. And then somehow through, like, another series of falling up, I ended up on a podcast with Charles, and basically we tackle the topics that nobody wants to talk about, because, you know, if you don't talk about the problems, you can't find solutions.
So I'm totally going to turn around and trade my Black Widow for this.
I mean, this is pretty much like as lifted as your truck already is.
Yeah, but it's way more sweeter.
This one's called the Career Gambler, because when you have this many chicken lights, you are gambling with your...
The flying deuce.
I can haul 40,000 pounds, but I can't pull in a driveway.
I'm sorry, guys. We got to stop. I got to take a dump. We're over here with Clean Harbors and Cody. How are we doing, Cody?
Pretty good. We're ready to roll for the weekend. We're ready.
So what's that look like for Clean Harbors at Matt's?
Well, it looks like this. Right behind me, as you can tell, we got our booth set up. Got a couple of recruiters here and ready to talk to owner-operators, company drivers, technicians, you name it.
So you guys are kind of checking all the boxes and drawing in a good crowd as always. So what do you look for when you come to Matt's? Like, what's the number one goal?
Number one goal would be to build relationships with the community. Anybody that comes through wants to talk to us about our services, the green sustainability approach to our business in the hazmat space. Specifically, though, we love to look at laborers in our local markets, drivers, commercial Class A over-the-road drivers, Class B drivers, particularly independent contractors. We have a wait list around a lot of our country for our private fleet and the national transportation business, but we were always looking for great talent, committed drivers, good history. So we're here to build those relationships.
So you see all the fun we're having here, and it wouldn't be Matt's without our sponsors. So we got Robert from Mesilla Valley, you know, paying us a visit, gracing us with your presence. How's it going?
Excited to be here. Love the attendance, the excitement in the air, and always good to see you and the team here.
Oh, did they pay you enough to BS like that?
I want to negotiate salary, but we'll do that off air.
So you're here. How many mats is this for you?
Oh, crap. I've been coming here since 06. So I've been coming to a lot of these things.
So you're a spring chicken.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I will say this. We're in a bit of a freight recession. We've talked about it. This is not like 08. That is the nice thing. Oh, wait, this place was like a morgue. You did not want to be here. There's a little more optimism in there. People are excited about the second half of the year here. So that's also kind of exciting. Helps regenerate a little interest for everybody in the industry.
So you've been coming to this thing for some time, and so you've seen different aspects of it. What's one of the most important takeaways in someone's position like yours for coming here?
Oh, yeah, it's driver feedback. You can't get away from that. The more that you're able to feel what drivers are feeling, what they want, what they're looking for, you get a little bit of that talking to them on the phone, but to physically look in somebody's eyes, see them, their spouse, their kids, as they tell you about what they're looking for, what's important to them, that feedback is invaluable. It's worth every penny that you'd spend here.
So when you're talking to these drivers, what's some of the feedback you're getting this year?
Schedule. They want to make money, but you got to have a schedule for them. If you don't have a schedule where they can tell that special someone at home, I'm going to be home on this day, you're going to have a lot of trouble closing the deal.
So that's got to be some exciting news for you, seeing that you guys have built your lanes around giving drivers a consistent schedule and pay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it still means we have to work on it. We have to fit a schedule because everybody's schedule is a little bit differently right now. But with our engineered lanes, it literally is based on your schedule. When do you want to be home? Do you want to run the same running lanes, point A, B, C? So that gets me excited. We're in the ballpark, but we always got to tweak it and continue to improve.
Well, and I think it's important that you note that, because a lot of people get that complacency. And we all know in trucking, complacency kills.
Yeah.
So the fact that you guys are constantly trying to evolve and improve is something that's a testament to what you guys are trying to build.
Oh, absolutely. And as we've talked about here several times, you got to admit your baby's ugly. Sometimes your baby's not ugly. It just needs a little work done on it. And so you got to continue to evolve and change. And what works for one driver does not work for the other. You have to have multiple options available. If you only do one thing and you only take one type of driver, you're going to find your real pigeonholed in this industry.
So that's some great stuff. And if somebody wanted to reach out to you, if a driver was looking for that consistency, how would they get you guys?
Yeah, they'd go to our website at drive4mvt. That's drive4@mvt.com. And we'd love to talk to them.
So I'm over here with Louis at the OIDA booth, and I mean, this is an exciting day for you all.
Every day is an exciting day for OIDA.
Did you practice but that?
You know, I don't practice nothing, man.
So tell us a little bit about why you guys come to Mats each year. You guys have been doing this how many years now?
Well, we've been, OIDA has been around for 51 years now. This is our 51st year of being in existence or business, however you'd like to say it. But we come here every, I mean, this is the biggest trucking show of the year. We got lots of friends, lots of people come here every year, expect to see us. We like to see them. What sets OIDA apart from any of the other trucking associations out here is we were started by truckers way back in 1973. We're still ran by truckers this day. Our board of directors is made up of 22 actual real live driving truckers. I'm on the board, been there for 20 years. I had a small business trucking company for 25 years almost in Ohio. And before I came in the office, now I work in the office full-time as executive vice president. Todd Spencer, our president, he was a truck driver way back in the 70s. I think maybe even before. I think one time he...
I wasn't even born in the
70s. On a Stoger wagon or something. But all seriousness, Todd was a trucker. We've got 150,000 members out there that are truckers, and that's who we represent. That's who we hear. We go to Washington. We have an office down there because advocacy is our number one thing. And they listen to drivers. They hear what the drivers say, and they pass that on to the lawmakers.
Well, that's a different concept because not much gets passed on to the lawmakers.
Yeah, well, we pass the truth. We're not like the other trucking organizations.
So being a former driver myself, I can show a lot of appreciation for people that try to be the voice of the drivers and not the voice of the boardrooms that typically are being
exactly.
carried
out. Exactly, and that's you're 100%. You know, that's what's so important to OIDA and something we've continued from the day we were founded was drivers being a part of our organization. One more reason to be here. All these people are coming through our booth. They're either members or
it's popping.
Yeah, and they're talking. They're saying this is what they're seeing. This is what they're feeling. This is what they're hearing. 2 weeks from now when I go to D.C. again to help our D.C. guys, that's what I'll be telling lawmakers. This is where my people need parking. My people need bathroom access. My people don't want your damn speed limiters. You know, stuff like that. Broker transparency, all these kind of things.
Well, and there's plenty of help that they need in D.C., so you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, in many ways.
So if someone wanted to get involved with your organization, what's the best way they can get involved that helps move the needle?
First and foremost, join. Become a member. That's easy. And then, if we have a service or a program that you can use, by all means, please use it because what I tell the profits from that program goes right into our advocacy. You come back to help you. It's not hurting you. But the main thing you can do is grassroots. And that means pick up the phone, call your lawmakers, listen to what we're telling you, watch our social media, read our magazine, Landline. We have a very, very, very easy thing now. It's called Fighting for Truckers.
Whoa.
Fighting for Truckers. It's a website. That's where we keep all of our advocacy stuff. You can go on there as a trucker. You can tell your friends who aren't truckers. Anybody can go on there. Not only can you read about what's going on in the trucking industry right now, Washington, D.C., or on state levels, you can actually send a message to your lawmaker right off that site. I tell people, you can send a message off of Fighting for Truckers to your lawmaker in less time than you can post something on a social media page complaining about it where it's not going to do any good.
No, there's plenty of people on those social medias complaining already. That's where why we stand where we're at now as a nation. But
yes.
But I think it's really cool what you're doing. I hope more people get involved. And if someone wanted to see where you're going next, where are you going next? Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. I'm sorry. Actually, my next trip's back to Louisville for CVSA, the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance.
All right.
So I'll be here. As far as OIDA, we've got a spirit truck that runs around. I don't know where Marty's heading from here, but he's all over the country. It's real easy to find out there. Go to OIDA.com, and you can find that stuff. If you've got any questions, comments, you can call OIDA. You can reach out to me. I really answer the phone.
That's a foreign concept.
And if I don't, leave me a message. I will call you back.
All right.
So
well,
thank you, truckers.
Yes. Thank you, drivers. And check out OIDA and talk to Louis. Great people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Doing okay. How are you guys?
Oh, not too bad. Well, we stopped by last year and I asked you if I could drive the race car. And we all know that recruiting is about persistence and constantly staying in contact. Here we are a year later. Can I drive the race car?
No.
Shift happens.
All right, so we're making our rounds, having a great time, and we're over here checking out our sponsors, Taps. You know, you guys got a lot going on. How are you enjoying Mets?
Man, this is my first time here. Taps been here for a long time. I'm absolutely loving it.
All right, so we're having a great time. What is your favorite part of this event?
It's networking. So 100% getting to know the people that are around you, your business, from tools to factoring, to insurance, it all makes sense in this world.
So, all right, building those relationships, and you're here talking to me. Mistakes were made.
Yes. I've made a lot of mistakes in the past 24 hours.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Essentially, we help carriers complete their business goals. Essentially meaning that with financing their invoices, allowing them to get paid quicker, allows them to stay on the road, allows them to have fuel, allows them to pay their bills, and allows them to have money for home. And that's the part that people leave out, is it allows them to have their day-to-day operations, not on the road, but at home. And that's where we try to secure that financial stability for them at home as well as on the road.
That's cool stuff. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you guys and use you guys, what's the best way to do that?
Taps.com, baby. Taps.com.
Conveniently placed QR code.
Or this.
All right, so when you were doing all your planning for Mats, did you factor in the fun you were going to have here?
You know what? We're 1 hour funding. We're 1 hour fun. Let's go.
So if you're looking to build some relationships with an awesome team, check out Taps.
Yeah.
What the truck are you doing here?
You know, I was just dancing with the dancing trucker on TikTok. I'm meeting all the people on the scene, doing live shows, seeing fuel machines that look like dialysis machines. That's not urine, is it?
So we're making our rounds, and it would not be a trucking show without the Truck Parking Club. And Evan, how you doing, my guy?
I'm doing great. Busy day over here. Busy day.
Yeah, you're rolling in the dough.
Giving it away.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you're solving the truck parking shortage.
So Truck Parking Club's like the Airbnb for truck parking. We help truckers find and reserve parking all across the U.S., and we help property owners and businesses by monetizing their extra space. Therefore, we create more truck parking in real time. In the last month, we've created around 1,000 spaces. Essentially, that was never publicly available, and that's equivalent to about $100 million in federal funding.
I think it's unique that you actually take the time to talk to the drivers. You've even ridden with the drivers, and being a former driver, nobody in C-suite ever does this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. It just seems like common sense, to be honest. You want to be around your customers, because their customers are going to tell you the good, the bad, and then you're going to be able to make improvements and create something that your customer actually wants.
I was going to make a joke about the FMCSA, but I couldn't think of one.
The FMCSA is the joke, Paul.
Are you going to respect the results of the voting for the PKY Pageant Truck Show?
You know, it's funny, MyPillow, the concept of that, the name, it really makes it almost sound like pillow lease purchase. In the concept, like in the context of a truck show. Yeah, it's my pillow. You can pay me money and use it, but it's my pillow.
But at what point does it become your pillow?
It gets pretty expensive. So we're here at the 7 Fleet booth, which has Slurpees. And me and Charles are going to take a 7 Fleet mug, and we are going to fill it all the way up with Slurpee. And we're both going to see who can chug it the fastest. And whoever loses has to do an interview with 7 Fleet.
My insides are freezing.
It hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad.
Terrible, man. Oh god, I have like chest freeze. Oh. Whew. Oh. Started so strong. Don't do this at home.
Oh, it's in my gut.
Woo, that's so much sugar. Woo. Hey, am I beating Charles? Oh god.
Herbie.
So I lost this, and I'm going to try to get through this because Seven Fleet's awesome, and the Slurpees were awesome, and the cups are awesome. How are we doing, Ed?
We're doing great today. How about you?
I've had better days, but this was at least tasting real good.
Oh, yeah.
So we're at Matt's, and we're at Matt's, and we're having a good time with you guys. What brings you here each and every year?
So this is, you know, we come out to interact with the drivers. This is one of the best shows to interact with, you know, not only, you know, company drivers, but also owner operators. And it's just a great way to come out and interact with the driving community.
So I think that's important that people want to mingle and see not only their audience and their customers, but also hear their feedback. So what's some of the feedback you're getting?
So with us, you know, a lot of people, you know, we're a traditional convenience store retailer. So they don't think of us in the diesel space. So this is one way that we can help inform the customers that we have stores that have diesel lanes. We have about 500 locations that that service the trucking community. And so it's just a great way to get out and get the brand out.
Well, I think you did that. And, I mean, you got a walking Slurpee, amazing Slurpee truck, filled with amazing Slurpee, these awesome mugs. And now you got to watch me lose in the Slurpee drinking contest.
Oh yeah, it's one of the most iconic brands. They just redid the cups this year, so the Slurpee truck this year, all new wrap on it, and so yeah, great, proud to show it off here at the show.
All right, well, thank you again, and if someone wanted to reach out to you guys, how would they do so?
So the best way is our website, which is 7fleetnetwork.com.
Awesome.
We're all winners. You can win with 7 Fleet. I won. We're all winners, except for Charles. Feels good. Feels good. So I've made a lot of jokes about a lot of trucks so far, but I don't know why, but the paint job on this truck is sick.
All right, so we're over here with Sat Bros, and I'm over here with Jared and Jeremy. How you guys doing?
Good. How about yourself?
We're here at Matt's. Speaking of Matt's, tell us a little bit about what brings you guys here.
So we love the atmosphere that it creates here for the owner-operator and just the professional driver.
And so you guys, there's an interesting thing I learned about your company about bidets.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about this.
We have bidets within our restroom. So we like to advertise that we have mom-approved restrooms. So we set a high bar when it comes to the quality of our restrooms. And one of the things that we did to do a higher quality is install bidets.
Get bidets. So what's your favorite part about Matt's?
My favorite part of Matt's is just seeing everybody talk to everybody, hearing the stories of people traveling and what they've ran into on the road, and hearing the stories of their greatness with Sat Brothers, right? How we've helped them, how we've blessed them.
So if the bathrooms are immaculate, what else is immaculate at Sat Bros?
Our customer service. We're focused on, our goal is to bless and serve our customers, our employees, and just take care of our customers that are coming in. So huge focus on customer service and definitely cleanliness and the mom-approved restrooms is our claim to fame with our travel centers.
So we're over at Messer with Danica. And Danica, I think you have a message for all of today's truck drivers.
Yes, we came to Matt's to tell drivers that Messer loves truck drivers a latte.
I love this.
Our point to come here is really just to let people, you know, truck drivers and, you know, other industry employees know that, you know, who we are and what we do. You know, we produce and supply cryogenics.
So we're over here at Acme Truck Line, and, you know, something that caught my eyes was that you guys are employee owned.
Yep. Been in business since 1960. We are an ESOP company. Drivers and own operators own part of our company. We mostly around the Gulf State area,
okay.
Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, flatbed, drop decks, RGNs, owner operators, and, you know, that's basically what we do.
So, you know, we're having a good time over here, and I had to stop by and see my friends at Red Classic. Amanda, how are we doing?
We are doing fantastic. We're excited to be here. We get to talk to a lot of good drivers, a lot of good technicians, and so having a great time.
So we're looking for drivers, have conversations. We're looking for technicians to find those right people. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for most when you're talking to people here.
Well, right now we're looking for local drivers. We do have some regional openings as well, but just looking for anybody that's willing to come out and do some hard work, but come to a great company with good culture and have an open mindset to what we're offering and not able to look at work.
So if you're looking to be home daily and you happen to be in Louisville, stop by and see Red Classic over here at Mets.
All right, so we're over here at the display for the new SmartStar 100 battery, which is basically an APU. And so as someone who's shut themselves in a hot truck without it running in the middle of the summer, I just wanted to ask you guys, how do you feel about idling laws?
I don't have a position on idling laws. I know California is pretty strict on it, but when there's strict idling laws, this product is perfect because it lasts, it enables you to shut the engine off longer. And with this product, you can actually also start the engine and run the EAPU all with one battery. So instead of having 8 batteries, 4 for the APU, 4 for starting, we can get by with 4 batteries, lithium ion.
That's awesome.
Wow. They got everything here, including the generic version of recruiting.
So this truck is pretty awesome, but judging by the trailer, it leaves me with one question. Do they have any toothpicks?
We'd like to take a second to give a shout out to our sponsor, Maybach Group International. Give them a call at 630-382-8333 or visit their website, MaybachGroupInc.com.
Now we're over here at Fastport, and I'm sitting here with Dave. And Dave, you know, tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on over here.
Well, first off, this wonderful Kenworth right behind us. This is our 9th year, and we're so honored to be part of this. In conjunction with Kenworth and hiring our heroes, this truck will belong to a veteran who was a rookie in the trucking industry that was nominated by either their company or by their school, CDL school. A whole selection process, separate board, there's a popular vote. It culminates this December, and in D.C., this truck will belong to them. They'll become a business owner immediately in front of
you. Brad, you know, I've had the privilege of knowing you and what you've been doing for some time and being able to call you a friend. Tell us a little bit about what you have envisioned and all you're trying to accomplish here.
One of the big things we're trying to accomplish this year is making some introductions for someone we met recently at Fed Supernova, which is the DoD Innovation Summit.
What Fastport is doing for connectivity is not so dissimilar from how we think about changing our relationship with technology. That what we do is we can look at your brain. But when you think about connectivity and relationships, we don't really have a relationship with our own brain. And I mean that literally, but also somewhat like abstract. You can start to take in what is affecting you, what is leading you to a negative place, what is improving that. And that's some of the work that we're doing in the defense space and we're hoping to be able to do in the tracking space. Being able to, for example, understand traumatic brain injury and what that looks like in a doctor's journey. Being able to understand how to get away with less sleep, which is a problem that we all cope with. These are some of the things that we're just fundamentally beginning to touch with, and we're doing it in a way that respects the person who's giving that information.
The headset can tell through your brain that you're going to be fatigued in 30 minutes. What's to stop companies from getting that and then being like, hey, you got to get off the road because we're going to be tired in 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a problem of tools. Tools can be used for good or bad, so it's about how you roll it out. And that's why I think a relationship with Fastport is key, because we're able to roll it out in a way that the end user actually wants it.
So tons of great trucks, a bunch of great conversations, and we get to do it again?
Yeah. So tune in next week and we'll finish up our Mets coverage. But that was pretty much it for today.
Thanks for tuning in the Cents Per Mile. I'm your host, Charles Gracie.
I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. See you next week.